one night. So I had a whole bunch of scriptures already ready, and I had already kind of started to sort out the scriptures we'll read tonight. So I was already half prepared before I started preparing for this week. But this is how good God is. Because he knew I needed that. Because he knew what I was going to be facing. Since Friday, I've been in an arthritis flare. And I have not been hurt. I have not hurt this much for this long, for a long time. And I've been able to study and things like that. But today really has been the worst day. And I got up this morning and I was hurting and everything. I went back to bed at 8 o'clock. And I slept for 2.5 hours. And I have just felt like I've just been a zombie all day. Just not been able to focus and just, but the Lord enabled. But this is how good God is. I was in the bathroom before church. And the Lord told me, you fought a spiritual battle. It wasn't just the physical one, and I didn't recognize it, and I was not prepared. I did not fight it as a spiritual battle. So I felt like I needed to share that because I know all of us have things going on in our bodies. Whatever's attacking you or whatever's going on in your body may be different than mine. I know Jack and I both have RA, but it affects us differently. But Satan was using that to defeat me, to get my mind off the Lord today. And at times he succeeded because I just couldn't function. But it's by the grace of God that the lesson is together, and I'm just going to trust him that it makes sense and that it blesses you. But I really felt like I needed to share that sometimes when we are so, our physical bodies are so down, don't get our eyes off the Lord. So we are going to start back. So are you prepared? I was not prepared today. But the Lord is gracious, and he revealed to me that that's what was going on. And so pray for me. Because I went from a 10 this morning down to a 2 with the leave and back to a 10 on our way to church, and I took ibuprofen, so just trust in the Lord that it's going to come down. So we're going to start back in Ephesians 6. Okay, Gordon. What?
Give a second.
Oh, good. Now I've probably gone 2 now. Okay, so we're going to go back to Ephesians 6. Thank you. Or if it goes on, then you'll just be prepared for the next scripture. So Ephesians 6, and I will be referring back to these every time so you don't have to turn back and forth, but they'll show up there just so you know where I'm at. So Ephesians 6, verse 10, I'm just going to reread these verses again. They're familiar, but I'm just going to go through it to remind us. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. I'm going to stop there and just remind us that this portion tells us what type of warfare we're fighting on a daily basis. And today mine was a physical one that had a spiritual attack behind it. So verse 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So I want to go back up to 14, and that's where we're starting tonight. Stand. We are to stand fully armed in the strength of the Lord. It is the strength of the Lord that we are able to fight these battles. And that it also has the meaning of being bold. We need to be bold, not afraid, when Satan comes at us. And I would like to read Proverbs 28 and verse 1. Proverbs 28 and verse 1. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. They don't run. Only in the boldness of the Lord's strength can we stand. Now I'm going to go back to Ephesians 14. You don't have to. But now we're going to talk about the loins being girded about with truth. And gird means to encircle or surround a person or a part of the body with a belt or a band. And I read about the girdle in the armor of the soldier. And it says the girdle kept the armor in place and supported the sword. And the same thing happens with us. The truth of God's word is what keeps our armor in place, and thereby we can withstand the enemy. And I liked how it says to gird it means to encircle or surround a person. When we are in the word of God, we are surrounded by the Lord. We are completely encased. And I really, really appreciated that. So Isaiah 11, we will be going back and forth through the Bible tonight, but I just felt like, I don't know, I think this is how the Lord just showed me it needed to be tonight, so I'm sorry about all the page turning ahead of time. Isaiah 11, and we're going to start in verse 1, and this is the prophecy about our Lord Jesus Christ. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. What a precious prophecy of our Lord Jesus Christ. And because of that, we know that we can trust in the strength of him. Luke 12:35. Excuse me just a moment. Sorry about that. Luke 12:20-35. Did I get it right? Let your loins be girded about and your lights burning. And we have to have the truth. And when we have the truth, we need to let that truth shine. And when we let that truth shine through us, others will see Jesus in us. Now I'm going back to Ephesians 6:14. You don't have to. But now we're going to talk about the breastplate. So it says, having on the breastplate of righteousness. And I read about the breastplate in the soldier's armor, and it consisted of two parts, one of which covered the whole region of the thorax or breast all the way down. And the back covered as far down as the front did, which I didn't realize that. The breastplate completely covered the torso area, front and back, and it also covered under your arms. So it's completely covered. Okay, Gordon, I'm hitting the down button. Well, we're going to Romans 13. It's not working.
There it is.
Oh, there we go. Okay, Lord, I know that this is just another. Just Lord, just give me peace and give me patience. Lord, thank you, Jesus. We are going to Romans 13. As I tell the kids at school, sometimes you just have to go with the flow when things don't work. So that's what we're going to have to do tonight. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. It is Christ in his righteousness that is protecting us in the battle. It's nothing of ourselves. And when we are encased in him, then the natural tendencies of our flesh, we're not going to be worrying about those. We're not even going to be thinking of those. Okay. Now we're going to go to 1 Thessalonians 5:8. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 8. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. I got from this, we just need to be prepared. I mean, the breastplate of faith and the helmet, the hope of salvation. Now I'm going back to Ephesians 6:15 now. Ephesians 6 and verse 15 now. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The gospel is the good news of Christ. And that's the foundation upon which we stand. And we are to share it with others. We're going to go back to Isaiah. Isaiah 52:7, and I will warn you right now that I only touched the iceberg of a lot of scriptures that we can search these things out. So I encourage you to, Isaiah 52 and verse 7. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publish peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publish salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. And I thought about that, and I've been in the mountains, and I've heard, you know, on TV you hear, in the mountains the sounds can carry a long ways. That is how it is when we share Jesus with others. The impact carries beyond our comprehension. Have you thought of that? We may never see what the outcome will be this side of heaven, but just know that the seed is planted or watered every time you speak. One to the other side of the Bible, Romans. Romans 10:15. Romans 10 and verse 15. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring good tidings of good things. We need to be ready to share the gospel whenever the Lord opens an opportunity. We have to be able to recognize those. Yes. If we're really listening to the Lord, we'll know when we're to speak, and we'll also know when we're to be silent. Yeah. And this is true when speaking to a believer or an unbeliever alike. If we are really wanting the Lord to lead us, he will let us know when the door is open, or maybe the door's not open for that time, and we are to be silent. Because you never know if you speak at the wrong time, how that person might take it. Whether that's a believer or an unbeliever. I know there have been times I've told Gordon, I said, I just want to, and he'll say, no. And then when I've waited and not said anything, the Lord has worked out the situation. We just went through that here a couple weeks ago. Somebody had said they wanted to do something. I told Gordon, I said, oh, that's just so wrong in my spirit. I just feel it. And Gordon said, just basically told me to bite my tongue. And I did, and the Lord worked out the whole situation. So it could have caused hard feelings if I had spoken out of turn. So now we're going to Ephesians again, verse 16. Ephesians 6, verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And I looked up shield, and one of the words that's a synonym for it is buckler. And I have seen that in the Bible. I've looked it up, but, you know, you don't remember sometimes. And so when you see the word buckler in there, I've read some scriptures where it's he's my shield and buckler. So it's said twice in the same verse. The Lord is emphasizing. And so we are going to go back to the very beginning, Genesis 15:1. I just found this to be such a precious, precious promise. And this is to Abraham. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. What a promise. God himself told him, I'm your shield. Don't worry. All he had to do was trust. And we have that same comfort. We have that same promise. All we have to do is trust. Second Samuel. If I can find it. 2 Samuel 22, and we're going to start in verse 4. And this is to David, or from David here at the beginning. And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song, in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. Can we put our name in there? Yeah. I can. I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from mine enemies. Now I want to skip down to verse 31. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried, and he is a buckler to all them that trust in him. He's a shield, he's a buckler to all them that trust him. David knew who delivers. I've heard this, but until just a half hour ago, it was like it hadn't become a reality. You know, the Lord told me that what you were dealing with the last few days, but especially today, had a spiritual aspect to it. God's way is perfect. Yes. I'm speaking on the armor of God and being prepared, and I myself wasn't prepared. There will be battles we must face. I faced a battle today, unprepared. Our faith in the Word of God will be tried. I still trust the Lord for my body. I just didn't recognize the battle. We need to remember that he is our protector. Psalm 28 and verse 7. Psalm 28 and verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. We can rejoice that as we trust him, as we trust his strength, as we trust his protection, our shield, that we are helped. We are not spiritually strong in our own strength. It is his strength that makes our faith strong. Now I'm going back to Ephesians 6:17. Ephesians 6 and verse 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Oh, it didn't move. That's what was throwing me off. Would you come run this? Okay, I'm back. So I've read Ephesians 6:17. The helmet. We've already read about it in the previous verses that we've talked about. It's been in combination. But I had the thought that we are to have our minds protected. When we are in the Word, nothing that is brought against us can turn our thoughts away from the truth. Satan was able to get my mind wrapped up in my pain today. But God in his mercy gave me strength to be able to go ahead and I had finished my study, but on Wednesdays it's just kind of pulling it all together and doing the PowerPoint, and the Lord gave me the strength to do that. And I'm truly thankful. Isaiah 26:3. The Lord gave me this in another situation. Isaiah 26:3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. We are kept in a perfect peace even in the midst of a battle when our mind is stayed on Christ. Now I'm going back to Ephesians 6:17. We're going to do the other half of that verse. Ephesians 6:17. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That's exactly what it is. Satan cannot stand against the truth of the word. And we see that in Matthew 4. And again, we have a perfect example of this. Matthew 4, starting with verse 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Here he was allowed to be tempted. Job was allowed. The Lord allowed me. It's hard to comprehend. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, and how did he answer him? He used the sword. It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, Satan will come at you with the word of God. It is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. As I said, Satan will come at us with the word of God. We have to be able to rightly divide the word and know when that is happening. Because if we are not fully prepared, that's when he'll get us. And Jesus said unto him, he answers with the word, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And saith unto him, All these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Jesus used the word of God every single time, and Satan had to leave. I want to go to James. James 4 and verse 7. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Yes. What a promise. Yes. When we are fully yielded to the Lord, we can withstand anything Satan brings, and he will. He has to flee from us. He cannot stand before the Lord. Not like that. He can't. We're going back to Ephesians 6, and this time we're in verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance as supplication for all saints. We need to always be in prayer before and during the battle. It is not just a little prayer than thinking we can go out on our own. We need to earnestly pray for strength, wisdom, guidance, deliverance. We can pray for deliverance. Hope. Faith to continue. It takes faith to continue in a battle. We do not want to become weary in the midst of the battle. And that's what happens. It's what happened to me. I became weary. Didn't know I was fighting a spiritual battle, but I did become weary. We should pray that in all things the Lord will be glorified. We should also be thanking him for delivering us, even if the battle is still raging. I want to go to Daniel chapter 6. Daniel chapter 6, start with verse 10. So everybody knows the story of Daniel. You know, he was well known. He was liked by the king. And there were these ones that didn't like him, and they tricked the king into, I don't know how well they tricked him. I mean, the king allowed himself to be led into this, where they made a decree where no one could pray to anybody for 30 days. Daniel, he knew the decree had been signed. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, what did he do? He didn't hide. He went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled down upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. He didn't change anything. He kept doing what he knew the Lord wanted him to do. That's how we should be. So we fast forward, and Daniel's been in the lion's den, and they threw him in there. And I was impressed with verse 20. Let's see. No, it was up before this. In verse 16, I was going to put this up here. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And that goes back to the testimony that Daniel had before this king. That goes back to our testimony. Can people say the same thing? They see the Lord. And the king, he was so upset that he couldn't sleep, and he couldn't be soothed the whole night long. Verse 22, or actually 20. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice. And I didn't look this up, but I thought it was one of just of agony. Unto Daniel, you know, because he told him your God can deliver you, but he didn't know what to expect. And he said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? So the day before he had confidence, your God will deliver you. Then he comes and he says, was he able to? And Daniel said, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lions' mouths that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. That was his testimony. God delivered him. Daniel knew that whether God didn't physically deliver him or not, Daniel was safe in the arms of the Lord. But his testimony was, I was innocent, and the Lord has just proven this. And the king was exceeding glad and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. Satan cannot come and destroy us when we believe. As much as my body hurts, Satan cannot destroy what I have in the Lord. Satan cannot destroy what you have in the Lord, no matter what you go through. This is what the Lord will do to our enemies. And the king commanded that they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives, and the lions had the mastery over them, and break all their bones in pieces, or ever they came at the bottom of the den. Satan will be defeated. Remember Sister Clodfelter. Satan is a defeated foe. Why he keeps coming back, I don't know. But God's ways are perfect. Daniel's enemies were defeated. Our enemies defeated. I'm going to go back to Ephesians 6:18. We're going to finish it up. Ephesians 6:18. Watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Watching with all perseverance is persistence in doing something despite difficulty or a delay in achieving success. Matthew 26:41. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit is indeed is willing, but the weak is flesh. My flesh was weak today. We are never to give up and let our guard down. Never. Colossians 4:2. Continue in prayer and watch. In the same with thanksgiving. We are to watch continually, continuing in prayer with the attitude of thankfulness at all times. Amen. I don't want to thank the Lord when my body is at a 10 or above in pain. But the Word of God tells me I need to thank the Lord. And then I didn't go into this, but I did read about it, and with prayer and supplication for all saints, we're exhorted to pray for one another. Right. We are not fighting by ourselves, all of us. The battle is raging all around us. We need to continually be watching for the attacks. We need to be fully armed and ready when those attacks come. I was not fully armed and ready. I feel so adequate standing up here speaking about the armor of God. And I went through a battle and I wasn't armed and ready. But God is gracious. And He revealed to me that what I had been fighting was a spiritual battle and I was not ready. But He is merciful and He is gracious. Are you prepared?
Amen. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing.
That was the scripture I had.
Everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. Amen. In Christ Jesus.
1 Thessalonians 5:17.
I had that whole section. We're to pray without ceasing, quenching not the spirit. So I really, I'm sorry, Jack, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I really fully pray that you all received a blessing. I know the Lord taught me a lesson in this. It wasn't just a study. It was an actual lesson that He taught me. And I'm thankful that He does that. And I'm thankful that He does the enabling. Yes. And anyway, that's my prayer request for me, is just I need prayer and body. I'm trusting that I'm going to get up tomorrow and I'm not going to hurt like this.